Right now, we're talking some NBA hoops with Nick Anderson, first ever draft pick of the Magic, the team's all-time leading scorer, working in their front office these days. Nick, welcome to the Fan. Scott and Jeremy here.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, I'm sure about this time of year, anybody that's played the game like you have, it's tough to watch, right? You want to be out there when it's playoff time, and the Magic and the Hawks going at it pretty good.
Well, I get asked that question a lot. You know, and I tell you guys, like I tell everybody, I don't think I can chase around a 25, 24-year-old anymore.
Those days are gone, right?
Yeah, they're gone. I just like to sit and be a fan just like everybody else.
Hey, how pivotal is Game 3 in a series when, you know, you're tied at 1-1, team looking to get that upper hand in the series?
Well, this is what I call a crucial game. You want to go in and set the tone on someone else's floor. You know, as you know, the Hawks came in here in Orlando and took Game 1 and gave them a lot of confidence. I think they came in with a lot of confidence because they had beat the Magic 3-1 during the regular season. And they came in here with a lot of confidence, and they stole Game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to make Nick feel old right now, but, you know, back when I had my Sega Genesis, if I wasn't Charles Barkley and Kevin Johnson on NBA Jam, I did pick up Scott Skiles and Nick Anderson and just drop some threes on people. But
wow,
that's a bit of a throwback. The other series in the East, the one interesting one, you know, everybody, it was a lot closer than what I thought it was going to be, is looking at the Knicks and the Celtics. It looks like Shaquille O'Neal might be back, still wondering. Amari's optimistic now. Chauncey Billups. Can the Knicks get back in this thing? Because I thought it was a bit of a mismatch on paper when I first saw the series matchups.
Well, you know, I really think the Knicks have a great chance if Chauncey Billups and Amari Stoudemire is going to be playing, because I think the Knicks gave the Celtics all they can handle in Game 1 and 2, and in my personal opinion, I think the Knicks should have won Game 1 in Boston. They were up 12 with a few minutes left in the game and blew a big lead. You know, Boston rallied with their defense and made shots. And in Game 2, I think Carmelo Anthony needed a little bit more help from some of the other players. No Amari Stoudemire, because he went out with back spasms, and you didn't have a leader in Chauncey Billups. So if these guys are healthy enough to contribute this Game 3, I think the Knicks can tie this series up.
Hey, let's go out west. The late game tonight, the Lakers at the Hornets, and the Hornets, I guess, like the Hawks, they took home court away from the two-time defending champs. They got one of those two. How do you see that series?
Well, the Hornets going into L.A. with no pressure on them. You know, you're playing the defending champions. They're the ones have to come out and supposedly, from what everybody says, just run away with this series. But the leadership of Chris Paul and what he did the first game, 33 and 14 assists, went in there and steal that game. And then the Lakers kind of struggled Game 2 to put the Hornets away. It wasn't an easy win. They pulled away late there in the fourth quarter. I think going into New Orleans, they have a lot of confidence and what they can do. But I think the biggest disappointment with the L.A. Lakers is Kyle Gasol. He hasn't shown up the first two games, and I think they really need more out of him Game 3, because Carl Landry has given him everything that he wants.
Yeah, and the one series I think most people, actually two of the series that you thought would have been close in the Western Conference, that 4-5 matchup, but also many people were picking the Mavs to go down at the hands of the Blazers. Last night, the Blazers, they played a great game in all three games, all of them close, coming down to the wire in the fourth quarter. Do you see them kind of even in this series and this maybe going 7?
I think this series will go 7. I think the Blazers, they played the Mavericks two tough games in Dallas, and last night they pulled out that win. They were up 13 late in the fourth quarter. Dallas made a run, but the Portland Trail Blazers hold on to win that game. And they have that confidence now that they know they can beat the Mavericks. And I think they'll tie up Game 4 and send it back to Dallas. I think this series will go 7 games.
Nick Anderson with us on The Fan, the Orlando Magic's all-time leading scorer, works in their community relations department now. When you talk about your own team, and of course you start with the superstar Dwight Howard, but I guess the Magic go as far as that surrounding cast around Dwight Howard, right?
No question. The Hawks came in and stole game one. Jameer Nelson, 1 point at halftime, but ended up with 26 the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the guys were a no-show. You need some production out of Hedo Turkoglu. Jason Richardson, I think you have to get him more involved and run plays and get him shots to get him going. Second game, you see a better defensive effort from the rest of the guys. You know what you're going to get from Dwight. He's going to come and command that middle and rebound that basketball and block shots. But it's the rest of the guys that you have to get some production from. We really need some production from Hedo Turkoglu. He's been a no-show. So
yeah.
We need him to come up big in this third game in Atlanta tonight.
Hey, a couple of guys that fans around here got to see a lot of. Just kind of give us an update on their contributions to this season with the Magic. J.J. Redick, who had the great career at Duke, and then Gilbert Arenas, who we watched down the road with the Wizards for a long time.
Well, J.J. is getting healthy again. As you know, he was out 17 games with an abdominal strain and came in that game one. And, as you know, being an athlete, I don't care what sport you're playing, if you haven't played in 17 games, there's really no timing. Your conditioning is bad. And your shot is going to be off. But he came in and contributed in small ways and did what he could under the circumstances, again, being out 17 games. But I think he's with the practice, game two, and he's getting back his feet under him. And I see him more making a more of a production for the team. And I look at Gilbert Arenas. Everybody wants to see the Gilbert Arenas of old. And, you know, I'm one of those guys. I think he's hobbling around a little bit. I think he's still feeling the effects of the knee, having a few surgeries on the knee. And he still hasn't got down Stan Van Gundy's system. You guys know as well as I know, Gilbert Arenas was a guy in Washington that had the ball in his hand all the time. He could do what he wanted to whenever, but it's not that case. You have to go through that big man and Dwight Howard and move that basketball and get your shots accordingly to the offensive scheme you have.
Talking to Nick Anderson here on the Scott Garceau Show, one of the interesting things I think about this playoffs is that in my mind, it's pretty wide open. I want to get your opinion on, typically you'd say the 1 and 2 seeds, or you'd pick one of these teams out that maybe got a little hot. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Houston Rockets are the lowest seed to ever win it at 6. But you typically don't see that. And now with the Thunder at 4, they could have an interesting run, especially if Memphis can make that series close or even win it. What's your take on who can kind of take a hold of it and maybe make it to the finals?
Well, me personally, I picked to come out the West, and people might say, well, they're too young, they don't have enough experience yet, and maybe so, but I like OKC. I like Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and I think Sam Presti, the GM out there, has filled a void that was needed in trading for Kendrick Perkins, some toughness in the middle, a guy that play interior defense, can rebound the basketball. Starting at center, you got Nazi Muhammad, a veteran, Serge Ibaka. I think they got a very good supporting cast in OKC. So, me personally, I like OKC coming out the West.
Hey, Nick, go ahead.
And for the East, you can't knock them. The Bulls are playing extremely well, offensively and defensively. They're playing together as a unit. I think Coach Thibodeau has brought the defensive mindset to the Chicago Bulls, and you look at their offensive guys. You got Derrick Rose, Carlos Boozer, and Luol Deng is having a phenomenal year, and you got I think is a workhorse in Joakim Noah. So, and I like their supporting cast along with Ronnie Brewer and Kyle Korver, C.J. Watson, Taj Gibson. So I really like Chicago. And, you know, I look for the matchup between the Magic and the Bulls the second round, which is going to be tough. I have to be honest with you. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Magic.
Nick Anderson with us on The Fan, the Magic's all-time leading scorer. And Nick, Sports Illustrated did a survey this week. I think 150-some players were asked in the league currently, who's the guy you want to take the shot with the game on the line? And Kobe ran away with it. That's understandable. But who are the guys, because they're not always the same guys in the regular season as they are in the playoffs, who are the guys that seem to take their game up a notch or two and hit that big shot when the money's on the line in these kind of games?
Well, it's definitely Kobe Bryant. I have to agree with the fans out there. You know, he's been a clutch player for years. He don't mind being the hero. He don't mind being the GOAT. And I say the same for Kevin Durant. I think I call him a young George Gervin all over, because he's silky smooth. He can give you the inside-outside game. For his size, he can put the ball on the floor and create something for himself or his teammates. So I pick Kevin Durant to take that shot when
Hey, Nick, and you know there are some guys that can hit that shot in the regular season, but maybe get a little tighter when it's, you know, game five in the playoffs, right?
Exactly. Some guys, you know, they don't want any parts of that ball in a tough situation in a 5-6 game series. You know, they don't want that ball. It's like a hot potato. They try to get it out their hand. But again, those two guys right there, I think they want the ball in the clutch moments. And I have to say, if they were in the playoffs, I would have to pick Steve Nash being one of those guys also out the West.
So who do you got? I'm sorry, Nick, go ahead.
In the East, I have to go with LeBron James. I think he's one of those guys. Paul Pierce is one of those guys that want to take the shot in the closing moments of the game. And I think Derrick Rose is making his way and letting everybody know that, hey, I want to be a part of that. I don't mind having the ball in my hands in the later stages of the game when we need a basket. He showed that last night with a magnificent move to the basket to go up to in the late stages of the fourth quarter against Indiana last night and over those trees. So he's becoming that guy that wants to be in those situations.
Well, you used to be that guy, but you're not chasing anybody anymore. You got smart like the rest of us, right, Nick?
Yeah. If we're going to take it back to NBA Jam, the nail is in the coffin.
There you are. Nick, thanks for your time. Good chatting with you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Nick Anderson, formerly of the Orlando Magic.